This is Do The Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.
Educating Africans has been an interesting role for me, you know, trying to influence the change, trying to influence something new. And it's so beautiful because doing this makes me feel quite important. That means I am useful in this time, in this space of time, because if I am not here, I won't be speaking right now. And that means you are absolutely important to us, because if you are not there sitting and listening to us, I won't have to speak. But I want to appreciate you once again. I thank everybody who is currently present on this show. I say a very big thank you to you, our very own Ajoke Ade. It's always beautiful to have you on the show. I say a very big thank you to you, Mommy Kemi Macaulay. It is beautiful to have you here. I say a very good thank you to you, King Phoenix. Twali, I'm so happy to have you on the show. We've been talking about drums, Africa, and drums, African spirituality, and drums, African tradition, and drums, and Africa, everything in Africa, many things in Africa revolve around drums. It's endless. Drum is an endless trail. The more I read about drums, the more I watch videos about drums, the more I research about drums, the more I see, the more I learn, the more I, and I'm like, drum, there's so much about drum, but we can't keep talking about drums because it is never gonna end. I'm telling you, we can talk about this for a whole year and we still have more to talk about. But for now, we still would have a concluding show on drums today, and after that, we can move to other aspects of Africa and Africanism and everything. So I thank you once again for joining today's show. It is a pleasure to be here. I'm your honorable host, Damine. I don't want you to forget that. Opening this, I would like to say this. There is a very interesting poem I read today, and the poem goes thus. It is by Kehinde Oyetimi. It says, "I talk to you, you talk to me. For once, you never stop talking. You talkative goat-skinned spirit with a rotund white countenance, all dressed up in 500 leather straps. You send me on errands, yet run swift errands for me too, flying on the wings of hair, your deep throbbing sound drifting and re-echoing. In the 300 villages of our district, carrying airy messages through open forests goes to farmsteads and distant hills. I am possessed talking drum, your piercing rhythm intoxicates, igniting my fragile waist. Your ultrasonic sound jerks my brain to insensibility. It makes the chief priest to leap in ecstasy, chanting incantations, and the young maidens to sway provocative hips at the dancing arena on festival days." So now, this is just about talking drums. How the skin of a goat can make a sound. Can make sounds, not just make sounds, can evoke spirits, can evoke kinds of celebration. So I've been doing more research about drums, and in fact, we have someone who is supposed to be here to talk about some static drums, but we didn't get it, but we can make do with the videos that are being displayed right now. So once again, I welcome everybody. Yeah, I welcome you to this show. So today, I would like us to share our experiences about drums. What we know, you know, today's topic is Africa, let's drum. Africa, let's drum. I was watching some videos and I realized I saw people, young children drumming. I went out this week too and I went to a place, I saw young children drumming, young children within the age of about I saw a child about 4, 5, 6, less than 10. The oldest would just be about 10 years old, drumming. And these drums are drums I've never seen before. African drums, of course. And I've never seen any of them, only on pictures. And I was just like, wow, this drum, so it's here. And the man was like, yes, yes, it's here. In fact, we teach people to drum and cultural dances. So, and I was just like, wow, I was really interested. And that was just it. So now, Africa, let's drum. We're here to let people know that it is, there are many instruments you can learn, but drumming is also part of them, and you really love it. And drumming is really spiritual. Apart from the healing it gives to you, apart from how it makes you feel, apart from how it makes others who listen to it feel, and apart from the importance and the important roles it holds in Africa. I was talking to my dad, and my dad was telling me about Bedu. You know, he was telling me, he said, Bedu ni ilu ti Obama lu. Oni ilu Bedu ni kon Obama Josi. I don't know, but that's what he told me. He said, Bedu is the only drum. Bedu, ilu Bedu ni kon Obama Josi oba ok. Interesting to me. It is probably an adage and something like that. And ilu Bedu ye, also pe ekiri. Or ekiri, I don't know, but ekiri, let's assume, is the animal they use for the skin. Because as we're flying around, Bedu, some people are like, skin in your lofiche, skin human being lofiche, I don't know, it has been disapproved many times, like it's a lie, please. So, skin ekiri, lofiche, Bedu, very rare goat-like animal, very rare. So, lofiche, they said, the king, given the honey of Ife, only plays it once in a year during festivals or rituals. They just play it like that once in a year. The drum, the pictures of the ones I've seen are suspended drums. There's a drum, a particular drum in my own hometown, my village, which I'll even be visiting. I'll be visiting there. I'd like to announce to every Omo Ipokia, Omo Ipokime, Kuntuba Wambe out there that I'll be coming for Ipokia Day. So now, there's a drum I want to go and visit. I'm going there for my research, entertainment, and knowledge about my home. There's a particular drum there too that I heard. They said this drum has been there for over 500 years. And I'm now wondering, how can a drum be there for 500 years and it can't hold there? It didn't spoil. The wood is still alive, standing straight. The skin did not tear and something. But that's just letting you know that there's so much. My dad was educating me a lot about drums, and he even told me of the ones that Oma Fia Diebo, you know, they make rituals, Oma Fia Obo, and so on and so forth. And about a drum, no, at least one part drum, maybe Bata. Bata is a kind of drum. Then we but Shango is like, it is associated with Shango. Shango abu dada, according to him. So they said, even Tobago Shango lo ileyan, wiki Shango lo ja, and Shango is going to fight. Tobago ilu batayi, ole fi pe pada. You understand? Ole fi pe Shango pada. In fact, Motubo ekono, tempo if sci-fi is there, he can commemorate. He said, tempo ti Shango yi, ti Shango ba fi attacking, ki onko fi batakono, Shango will never attack you. We can go on and go on about drums, African drums, different types. But this is African Youth Parliament. And we want us to both, and we want all of us to share our experiences as we finalize this edition of drums and African drums and African drums and spirituality. So, quickly, Ajoki Ade, let us hear you. What do you have to say about drums? What more? What do you think about African drumming? Why can't we even initiate drums in school? Let it be part of African curriculum. If you go to secondary schools now, you see them playing drum sets. They teach them recorder. They even teach them violins. Why can't they teach them African drums? Why is it not present? You understand? To the extent that these things are not even fading away. I experienced something yesterday. Ajokade, I don't know if you're listening. Yeah, I experienced something yesterday, and this is quite barbaric, but I just collected myself. I can't do anything about it yet. I saw dundun or small, these small gong drums. And then that drum got off a shape. But gogo, there's all these straps that should be on it. The straps open last some of the shape or lining. Polythene, like lining, I love the shells. I'm like, what? This is disrespectful. Like, that one has even altered the drum. What they are trying to modernize the drum. What the hell? You can't modernize a drum that way. It has altered the spirituality of the drum. It has altered the essentials of the drum. It has changed the face of the drum. It has even changed the labeling. You understand? So, but now let's now go back to why can't they teach drumming, African drums in school? They never taught me about African drums until now that I'm reading about it. Why is it not involved? Why can't they teach us African things? why can't it be Africanized? Because there's no way you talk about African spirituality that you won't talk about drums. You can't talk about African music and you talk about drums. So now, unless you want to major in African music, you won't even know about all these drums. They will teach you recorder, teach you violin, teach you guitar, teach you keyboard. But nobody will teach you drums. So why is Africa not teaching our people drums unless you want to learn it outside? So please, Ajoke Ade, what do you have to say about this? Thank you very much.
Akudede asiko igbogbo ile kakiri gbogbo agbalaye nde wo sonunko salamu alaikum. Any two way they fall for you, they fall for us. This is the first and only truly Pan-African Media House. Make I did say to everybody, say happy new month. Hello April, this month is the month to rise and shine. Please don't be the fool in this month. Be the winner, be the one bigger than rise and shine. Yes, as a very young child, okay, my dad was opportune to be part of the first set of people, the student of Polytechnic of Ibadan. So that was in the 70s. So as a young girl, anytime I'm in Ibadan, I am always excited to go visit the school where my dad went to, the Polytechnic. So, and I got interested in the music department. If you go there right now, like till few years back, about 10, 20 years back, I'm not really a young girl at that. So when I was a young teenager, I went to the music department and I would be watching them from afar to just, I wasn't interested in going to the school, but because my dad went to the school, so anytime I'm opportune to go there, I will go around and see what they do. So I go to the art department, I see the sculpture, I see the musical instrument. But you know what? The students there, as a teenager, I'm in my 30s now, as a teenager, the students there, they were taking pride in being able to play saxophone, the, what do they call it now, violin, the guitar, you know, the keyboard. So going to that department, I was looking forward to seeing something of African heritage. They may have it, but I will tell you that the pride of the student is being able to resemble the colonial master. It is still part of the conspiracy against you and I keep saying this, and the world, they may not like it, but the truth, just like Kamala Harris said, we cannot silence the truth about what has happened on the continent of Africa. We can't pretend as if all is well. No. Why is it that we will not play African drums on our continent? It's because the curriculum we are using does not belong to us. The clothes we wear, they are not ours. Everything about us, Mbanu. So those people who actually use polythene to make the drum, maybe they are just trying to improvise, but it is something that shouldn't be allowed. So now the sound that will come from the polystyrene, the polythene, will definitely be different from the sound that will come from the skin. And then, you know, the current drum sets now, you know, they use vellum, this artificial drum cover. My husband is a drummer, and I know a bit about all these things they use. But he himself takes pride in the drum sets. Although he can play the African drums, but even as a drummer, he takes pride in the Oyinbo drum. If he's listening to us now, these are part of the conspiracy against an African. So that's why we need to wake up every one of us and go back to the basics. You see that I am not saying that everything is well. No, but we need to address it. Some people, we are all waking up, just like what happened at the palace of the Oni of Ife, Ojaja II. It shouldn't happen. But then you will see that the masses have been suppressed so much. The suppression is too much that they are looking for outlets. This is a clarion call for all of the leaders. Like if you're not comfortable with the culture, you can actually step aside. It's not a crime. If you're not comfortable with our lifestyle, with whom we are, like your belief, it's okay. Like I spoke with those of us who come from maybe various ruling houses or various chieftain houses. There are some of the what do we call it now? There are some of the OYs that we get that cannot permit you to marry outside your clan. So am I segregating you? No. What I'm just telling you is you should understand that if you want to continue the lineage, be comfortable enough with continuing with the rights, so that we will not get things mixed up. The Yoruba, like my own race, we have a very, very unique DNA on the globe. Why our forefathers, they were able to preserve our DNA. But see this current generation, do we even know the importance? How well would we preserve our DNA? Now, our forefathers preserved it so well that the Yoruba DNA is the only DNA that is called ghost DNA. This one is science. This one is not even untabawi. But the thing is, we need to go back to the basics. We need to understand who we are and uphold our own identity. It is okay to identify with your clan and race. Thank you so much. I am happy to be here. Africa all the way. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Ajikade. I'm so happy. You know, Africa, I think Jilo talk, Africa is waking up gradually, and we are even waking up faster than I thought we would. Many people are waking up simultaneously. We're waking up in terms of everything. Like what she mentioned now, the curriculum. Many people are beginning to question that curriculum. Yeah. Because at the end of the day, we see that even in curriculum, I'm not going to education, we're still coming back to Africa and education one time, but not yet, not today. You know, why we have to spend about 12 years from like kindergarten to secondary school, like senior secondary school, you know, that is nonsense. And then university studying courses that we don't need, that do not pertain to us. In Africa, someone was complaining that in Africa, they don't teach you how to drill. They don't teach you how to process your mineral resources. They don't teach you how to refine anything. They don't teach you those things unless you want to go and study. Maybe like you really want to study the course that involves those things. They don't teach you how to mine. They don't teach you those things in school. They just briefly tell you what mining is. They tell you the definition of mining. You know, those kinds of things. They don't teach us fishing. They don't teach us real agriculture. They just like practical courses, what agriculture can be. They don't tell us that our forefathers have ways of agriculture, and we still have superior methods of agriculture to the ones these people are using. They were comparing the irrigation system of our fathers like then versus what the Yoruba's brought, and they could see that I don't want to go to that place. We're still talking about drums, but what led me there is education. They should educate our children in what drumming is. So welcome, Cypher. I'm so happy to have you here. Okay, I can see someone's hand up. Okay, Ajoke Ade, please quickly go so we can call King Phoenix, Mommy Macaulay, then King Phoenix, then Cypher and Lua. Thank you very much.
Yeah, so sorry for the digression. It's because I did a bit of education. Like the at least I have BSc in education. So when we are talking of, like, I'm beginning to question the African curriculums across the globe. So we cannot jettison the Yoruba. Yoruba has done well. But the thing is, like in the Yoruba, like I am particular about the Yoruba curriculum now. It takes us 14 years to learn Ifa, Odu Ifa. You want to learn Ifa is 14 years. That means if we start at the age of 6 plus 14, that means the 12 years in the secondary, the primary 6, primary 6, secondary 6, then the university 4 plus or minus, no, plus. university 4 plus, right? So we have about 12 plus 4, that's 16. So 16 years plus. So if we are actually intentional about training our children as Yoruba people, from the age 6, the curriculum, the IFA curriculum should be included in what we learn, so that by the time we would be reaching and finishing the University of Oyinbo, alongside with the knowledge of the Oyinbo, we would have also learned the full curriculum of Ifaology, and it's cool. So like when a child even finishes secondary school, that's 12 years, he's not interested in the university education, the child will only complete the finishing school for the Ifaology, which will now be 2 years plus hands-on, you know, training, maybe in becoming a babalawo, that's an herbalist, or becoming a drummer, you know, going the Ayongalu line, going the, you know, the Shango line, cultural heritages. You know, I was able to attend the online service of the Ifa Church today in Ile Ife. I was so excited. And I now understood that even the readings that they bring to churches today were actually our own native readings, the same way they go about it. And I was like, wow, the creed, the way they recite the creed in churches, they were our forefathers' way. They chant, our forefathers chant. The drum is actually the way back to our land. Ilu, Oni Ilu. That means the drum makes the town, the village, the community, and the country or nation. Eshebupo.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Dudu Spray. Once again, I welcome you to African Youth Parliament. I welcome you to African Youth Parliament. And today we're talking about Africa and drums. We're trying to let people understand why we need to bring in the drums into even school curriculums, into our lives. We need more reasons to drum. To the extent, I did a research and I saw that some people, whenever they are depressed, people, a group, a gathering, they are depressed, they just come together and they beat the drum. They all come together, come with your drum, come with any form of drum, any kind of drum you have, and they drum and they beat the drum. And after hours of drumming, they just feel relieved. Everything goes with him, everything, all the pain, stress, everything gets out. The solution you need just settles in. It gives them that relief. And that is how important drum is. And this is what they are taking away from you. So you have to get back to the drum. So thank you very much. It's so good to be here once again. Not to take much of our time, because we can see that the time is fast spent. So Phoenix, if you are there, please. Thank you very much. Tell us what you think.
Thank you very much, Honorable Host. Yes, how can we bring back our drums? Like, how can our drums become the way it was in the past? According to what I feel, I think we should start educating people back on drums. Many people don't even know much about these African drums. Even I myself, I didn't know much in the past about African drums until I started joining African Youth Parliament, and I started making some research about drums as well. Many people are like this. They don't even know we have African drums. They don't even know about African drums. They don't know much. And again, people feel these African drums is something of like old version, old model that no. For example, now you go to schools, just like what the mind said, you go to schools, you only find school drums, the white people drums, drum set and others. But you can't find the African drum there. The reason is that they feel this African drum is an old model, an old fashioned something that using an animal skin to do drum. It's olden day stuff that let's make a modern version, something like that. But they don't understand the fact that this is the way it is meant to be. It should be like that. If you take wood now, you now put mine on there, it can't be an African. It can't do what our own drums can do. It has to be like that. So we need to educate people on what African drums can do, why we should use our African drums. We should educate them on everything about African drums, and these African drums, we should start using them back. As long as we keep using them back, they will spread, everyone will know about it again, they'll become so popular back again. They become so popular again. That's how it is. We should start teaching people. Just like schools too should have their own African drums. Like my own school is called I Teach. I brought it there. They have African drums. Oh. We have African drums very well. And our students now, they are learning and they are trying as well. So we should have African drums everywhere. We should educate people, let them know about these drums, because it seems they don't. They don't know at all. That's how it is. So thank you very much, Honorable Damine. And thank you, Drew Sprayfin.
Okay, thank you very much, King Phoenix. It's so good to have you. All right, so quickly, let us go to the next person. Exactly. Ajoke Ade is saying they cannot make drums from animal skin, but they can make shoes for sales for me. Imagine they are willing to make shoes for sale. They are willing to make, in fact, they used to make shoes from crocodile skin, the hide of a crocodile. They used to do that. But you don't want to make drums. You rather use, I would like to say, membrane. Like, okay, yeah, artificial membrane. I'm thinking about it, you know. So, but it's a membrane too. Membranous drum, no, but it is not membranous drum like our own membranous drum. So, but now let's just leave them and their parabat. My bare, it's one by, and stop because of our time. Let's call Cypher, if you are in the building, please let us hear your shout out. Let us hear your voice. Thank you very much.
Good day, everyone. Good day, honorary speaker. Thank you very much, Jesus. It's a pleasure having me here today. And we've talked a lot about this drum issue. So, talking about drums, this drum is getting way bigger than I think I should just analyze it for myself, because looking back from where our fathers began, they see the drum as one part of their living or their humanitarian behavior that they can't do without. But it seems we are pulling that string apart now. Like what King said, a lot of schools, a lot of churches now are using the model drum, the modern drums, like the normal drum set. Even more, some even advanced to the electrical drum set, forgetting the traditional drums like the agidigbo and so on. They even criticize them saying they are witchcraft, that these drums are not to be used, or saying the drums have some. You know the way the Christians say it now? The Christian will say anything that is not of their own religion is evil, is demonic. So they believe these drums are also demonic. For them to believe that this agidigbo is only meant for the witches, this bata is only meant for the shogo, the gongon is only meant for those worshipping idols, I don't know. So why are we using this how do I call it? We are now taking our drums to the level of saying the drums are meant for this particular religion. Which religion are not using drums? There's virtually no religion in the world that does not use drum. I don't know. Even the Muslims use the bandiri, even the Hindu uses drum. All religion uses drum. But we are now taking the drum as if it's now occult or evil. So I think we Nigerians, Yoruba especially, we should rise up and wake up rapidly, something else. To the call of the drum. Drum is more than what I can just explain. So thank you very much.
It is so beautiful to hear your voice again. I'm so happy to have you here. Cypher Ileoluwa. I'm so happy to hear all of us speak, and it's so interesting. And we can all conclude that, yeah, African drums need to be back, man. You see now on these keyboards, you see they can play sounds that would just sound like gongon, but it doesn't have the same spirit. It's not just about the sound, it's about what it can do. The spirit in the drum. Africa is spirituality. Everything about Africa is spiritual. Everything about Africa is about spirituality. Africa does not just do things. If Africa is drinking water, it is spiritual. If Africa is speaking a particular leaf, see Africa, Bani Koja, Ewela, Rot, Uba Jalosson, Ukunishi, to ba ni ko ja ewe ni role to ba ja lale ko ni sise. In Africa, we sing to wake up leaves. Leaves are sleeping. We know leaves sleep. Ewe man sunko. See, ewe ban sun. Africa will make sure that the leaf wakes up and it will work. So Africa is spiritual and everything we do, when we give birth to our children, we are asking what about, yeah. So, but now, we want us to know, and everybody who's out there listening to us, that African drums, you deserve African drums. You deserve the blessing that Eli Dumaya has given unto you as an African. That's the cosmos, anything you believe in has given unto you. And those people that are saying African drums do not what it, African drums are inferior, tell them to do their research. Educate them. So African drums are the best drums you can see. They are good. Rhythm is awesome. The sound, the beauty, the spirituality with it, the way it will make you feel, the sound, the talk, to man lugo gonba, to man lubata, to man lubundu, to man lumele, to man lusakara, the way they are, and many other African drums. I know more of Yoruba drums. I'm a Yoruba person, proudly Yoruba, Yoruba throughout, pure blood, pure breed, you mean? So proudly Yoruba. So that is just it. So African drums deserve the best attention, deserve the best respect, and should be taught everywhere possible. I'm very happy to be here. So Africa is my fatherland. Yeah, Ebenezer will be. I'm gonna listen to this song. I'm gonna download it. Thank you very much, the Legolua Cypher. So everybody who came, who attended to this show, I'm very happy to have you. From our mommy, we wish we heard from you, from Miss Kemi Macaulay, from King Phoenix, Cypher, and our very own Ajokade. It's a beautiful show with you. It's always good to have you on the show. I am your honorable speaker, Damine. See you next time. 4 o'clock is the time on African Youth Parliament. A very big thank you to Dudu Spray FM, the first and only truly Pan-African radio.
This is Dudu Spray FM. Pan-African Radio.